B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Ninja makes his return to Twitch and lets slip that he may already have a deal in place that nobody knows about yet. The newest Battle Royale game, Fall Guys, gets review bombed right after it launched yesterday, and the Steam community is not having it. And a slew of Overwatch players, including Baby Bay and Raucus, defect to Valorant. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back to more news all about esports and video games. My name's Weirdbeard, and I would like to personally tell you that you're amazing. If you go and hit that subscribe button down below right now to join the Checkpoint XP family. We are creeping up on 2,300 subscribers, and you could be number 2,301. Remember, if you have a news story you want us to cover, hit us up on Twitter at CheckpointXP. Now, let's get into the news. Ninja makes a return to Twitch, hints at previously unknown streaming deal. It feels like we've been talking about Ninja a lot lately. And after the release from Mixer, it seems like Ninja and Shroud have been the biggest names to consistently come up in the news, outside of Dr. Disrespect, and that's for other reasons. Shroud seems to be constantly trolling and dropping hints of an announcement, only for it to be an announcement that he is posting videos of previous streams on YouTube. Cool. So that leaves us with Ninja as the golden goose of currently unsigned streamers, and it's for a good reason. He is still a huge name, regardless of personal opinions on him. The easiest way to see that demonstrated is by the surprise return to Twitch that Ninja made late last night, dropping a tweet seemingly out of nowhere that it would be back on and streaming Fortnite with longtime co-streamer Dr. Lupo. The stream hit over 95,000 viewers, which for a spur-of-the-moment thing, ain't half bad. But the biggest piece of interesting news to come out of the stream was what Ninja had to say when alluding to whether or not he had an exclusive deal or contract in the works. It doesn't give us a ton of information, but it seems like there's enough there to infer a few things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm kind of like in a thing, but not really. Like, I'm allowed to see other people.
If it were on Facebook, it would say relationship status complicated.
Complex,
right?
Yes. Oh my god, you get me. You know that? Like, you get me.
So, we know that Ninja has something cooking. What exactly that is, TBD. But that's okay. He's in the news rounds lately for wanting to go Hollywood, and he's back on YouTube again, and it seems like Twitch is back in the cards, and from where I stand, it doesn't look like Ninja is going to be forced to make any decision anytime soon, especially after cashing a $60 million check. Thanks, Microsoft. Fall Guys devs plead to stop review bombs after launch. Devolver Digital and Mediatonic's new game, Fall Guys, was getting review bombs shortly after its August 4th release date due to problems with its online launch. This prompted the devs to ask the community to stop the barrage of negative reviews. Out of the gate, I f***ing love Fall Guys. It's the exact kind of Battle Royale that I feel like most of my gaming experiences with friends have been missing. The launch day, however, could have gone a bit smoother if we're being honest. It seems that yesterday, while the game was basking in the glow of just being officially launched, the servers seemed to load in, see the screen of their character falling while they tried to connect to a game, and the character kept falling, and falling, and falling, and falling.
What the hell is this game? It's a good game. So, what you do, for you guys that are wondering what this game is, what you do is, so you go to Steam, you buy it for $20, $20, all right? You log in, it lets you create your character, gives you the option to spend a lot of money on the game, you know, in-game purchases, all right? And then you hit ready up or start or whatever it is, and then your guy will fall, all right? So what I like to do on the side is I got a stopwatch. I like to see how long my guy will fall before it gives me connection error. That's what this game is.
Server issues ruined the gaming of a lot of people seemingly interested in trying the game out. And in a situation where there was a massive influx of players streaming to the Steam and PlayStation Store sections of the game to give tons of negative reviews of the entire game because of this slight misstep. We're currently being review bombed on Steam. Sad face. We're working really hard to get running smoothly for so many players. We know it's super frustrating, but if you could hold off from negatively reviewing until you get a chance to play the game, it would really help us out. What a terrible situation. The game is genuinely good, and outside of the connection issues that were fixed later on in the day, including the game as one of the free August PlayStation Plus games, probably did no favors of filtering out the people who would be reasonable enough to not immediately give a game a bad review online just because of a few server issues on launch day. However, it all ended on a positive note, because after the devs tweeted out asking players to please stop review bombing us, they were flooded with reviews of the positive nature this time. As of right now, Fall Guys has around 8,000 positive reviews to 2,000 negative reviews, so it seems like once people have had the chance to actually play the game, that they love it. Here's to looking forward to dressing up your jelly bean guy in a hot dog suit, because that's the only way to live life. FaZe signs Baby Bay and Raucus to Valorant roster. Will Valorant eat Overwatch's player base? FaZe Clan seems to be going hard into Valorant, but if their tact is the right approach, it's still up in the air. After the announcements of Baby Bay from the Atlanta Reign and Raucus, FaZe Clan now has a team that is almost entirely comprised of former Overwatch players. This follows the drama of the original team captain, Jason R, being fired from the team after he said that he had no input on the direction of the team or even who would be a part of it. It seems to be a common theme in today's esports world for players to hop ship for what they think is going to be the next big game. But will the talent suck from Overwatch to Valorant affect the Blizzard title heavily? Sinatra is currently the strongest test case of this, himself hopping from the San Francisco Shock to now being one of the top Valorant players in a fledgling comp scene. Yes, he does make as much money as he did now while playing in Overwatch, but that seems to be one of the only strong reports of an Overwatch player that has found success in the jump. But that still doesn't stop people like Decay, formerly of the Dallas Fuel, being let go from the team after he flat out refused to practice with them because he wanted to play Valorant all day and practice for that game instead. This also brings up the interesting fact that Super and Space are now two of the only players from the US World Cup team that won the entire thing a year ago that are still even playing competitive Overwatch. Raucus will be joining his World Cup teammate Corey on the FaZe Clan team being announced, but the long-term question from all of this is, does this have an effect on the Overwatch talent pool? There has been criticism in the past of Overwatch's Contenders League, and teams as of late have really lost parity within the league. If more Overwatch superstars continue to leave the esport for Valorant or other pursuits, the league itself is going to have some serious concerns about how sustainable it can be in another 2 to 3 years. That's it for the news today. Remember, if you like this content, the easiest way to support is by telling a friend who may not know about us. And if you share this video with a friend or you get them to subscribe, tweet us at CheckpointXP to let us know so that we can follow you back too. My name's Weird Beard, and I'm officially announcing my retirement from professional Overwatch to try and go pro in Valorant 2.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.